My name is Abiola Welts. Welcome to Kingdom Wealth Formula Podcast. And today we continue our teaching series captioned Unlocking the Proverbs of Money. We are still looking at the proverb that says, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." And I said in our last episode that to boast not of tomorrow is a caution against presumption upon the coming days. For example, you are bidding for a contract and all indications have shown you will get it. All the people involved had promised you it will be yours. Yet, don't boast of that contract due to men's congratulation of today. Let it be in your heart that it is only God who can make it happen by His grace. Let it be in your heart that it cannot be possible without God. If you rely on men, you can get to them tomorrow and all you will hear is, "Sorry, it has been given to another person." We will let you know when there is another opportunity. Then you will be devastated. Such happens to those who boast of tomorrow because of the vain promises of men and not from the strong promises of God. Tomorrow is a secret till it is born. It is a womb thing that can only be scanned and deceived by those who looked into God as their support and giver of every good thing. If your life is working financially today, don't think it is by your effort and thereby begin to brag about what your life will look like in days, months, or year to come. That can only be decided by God. Be sober to always keep God at the center point of all the things happening in your life. Make good plans for tomorrow in your marriage, business, and career. But always add to your plan that it is by God's will and His grace that this so will be done as planned. Speak to people about your plans, but add to it that it is by the grace and the mercy of God that these plans for tomorrow in my marriage, business, and career will come to pass. By doing this, you have surrendered your life and tomorrow into God's hand. Therefore, no matter what happens when tomorrow shows up, it will be to your advantage because you have put your life in the hand of the one who owns and opens up tomorrow. I believe this helps you. We continue from here in our next episode. Kindly share this podcast with as many people as possible today. God bless you. Stay connected.